From the YPR studios in Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie. Human rights groups in Montana say a Gallatin County detention center is illegally holding a man at the behest of the federal government. Arturo Valerio Gonzalez was arrested earlier this year in Four Corners on a misdemeanor sexual assault charge. While he pleaded not guilty and is scheduled to go on trial next month, Valerio Gonzalez has spent the past 5 months in jail. Alex Reid is the legal director for ACLU Montana.
Our position is that he is being held illegally.
He says on the day Valerio Gonzalez was arrested, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, imposed a detainer, which holds someone in jail for up to 48 hours so they could determine whether or not he had entered the country illegally.
He has been rearrested as a result of the ICE detainer. And in Montana, the authority to arrest lies exclusively in statute. And so there is no probable cause to support the ICE detainer that was issued. He's being held simply on a suspicion that he may be here unlawfully.
If Valerio Gonzalez had posted bail during that 48-hour detainer, Gallatin County says he would be released into ICE custody. So he didn't, and thus stayed in jail. In a writ of habeas corpus filed last week, Valerio Gonzalez's defense lawyers asked the Montana Supreme Court to release their client from jail. According to the ACLU, the U.S. Department of Justice filed documents this week supporting Valerio Gonzalez's detention, saying he is a Mexican national living in the U.S. illegally. Valerio Gonzalez was initially arrested in June for allegedly groping a woman at a gas station in Four Corners. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.